J106, Doc and Woody radio program. There they are, Cheap Trick and Surrender. They're part of our weekend that begins at 3 this afternoon. Jackie put this all together. It's about rock stars suing each other. The lawsuits in the world of rock, you would think there wouldn't be enough to do a whole weekend, but there is. There's all kinds of suing. Of course, Cheap Trick suing Blues Festival for the stage collapse there. And by the way, we had a Doc and Woody poll question earlier this week. What was cooler, the fact that I got a Cheap Trick guitar pick from Rick Nielsen when it was when he was at the height, the Cheap Trick was at the height of their powers, or whether the guitar pick that Randall got from Larry Gowan in the Styx. Sort of latter years of Styx, like Larry Gowan's not the original singer.
Yeah, but still.
He's Larry Gowan.
Lawrence Gowan.
Yeah. So when we explained, we changed the wording a little bit, because you were winning.
Well,
everybody
yeah.
said,
well,
Styx is way cooler than Cheap Trick.
Well, without question.
But what happened, Eric?
Once we explained that it was Larry Gowan, the singer, not guitar player of Styx, and that it was, you know, in the later years of not Dennis DeYoung Styx, then Cheap Trick won out.
Oh, come on.
There you go. So my guitar
turned around entirely.
Way cooler than yours.
And I should have been on that poll, too, because I gave Randall a guitar pick.
And I threw it out.
I don't blame you.
It is possible that the third option of Woody's used guitar pick might have split the vote further and taken away some Cheap Trick votes.
Well, that could be the case. We got a new feature here. We got to help Randall up because we always check in with him to see how he's doing with his regimen, his workout routine, is he still going to the gym? Is he still eating properly? And I think sometimes you need a little bit of inspiration, a little bit of help to make you feel good about yourself. So here's our new feature.
It's time now for Daily Motivation for Randall Moore.
All right, so this is just a little bit of inspiration for you so you'll feel good about yourself. You know how you went to the gym last year, you bought a gym membership, you went a few times, and then you dropped out. You felt really bad about it, right? This year, you got a gym membership, they bill you every couple of weeks, and so you see that thing coming off your bank account, you go, whoa, I better go to the gym. So this will make you feel really, really good. You know the golfer Brad Fritch?
Yeah.
Ottawa golfer Brad Fritch.
Know him well.
Manitick's Brad Fritch.
Yeah.
Played on the PGA Tour.
Yeah, what about
his name
him?
Is okay. Brad Fritch.
Yes.
What about him?
Brad Fritch.
Brad Fritch.
He bought a membership. This is a story that's coming out in Flagstick Magazine. He bought a membership for a fitness club 7 or 8 months ago.
Yeah.
He still gets billed for it every month, and he's gone 4 times. So you are way better than Brad Fritch.
This is rather inspirational.
Yeah. So don't you feel good about what you've been doing?
Yeah. He's kind of chubby.
Yeah. And he plays golf like you are going to allude to in your rant coming up that you're all ready to get into
you
golf
know what?
Again.
I think this is working.
Yeah. All right.
Look at the gut on Brad Fritch.
is it Fritch or Fridge?
Well, he did want to play around with us, but not now, apparently, Woody.
Yeah. This was supposed to be daily inspiration for Randall, not dump on guys.
Well, this is great, guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah, good.
I'm feeling better about myself already.
That's good. Well, that's what it's all about.
I'm not even going to go to the gym today now.
This has been
Daily Motivation for Randall Moore.
7:13, Doc and Woody Radio Show. And coming up, a name call for Shea 106 Toys for Boys.